This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
Mayor de Blasio warns that the coronavirus may soon surface here in the city. WCBS's Sean Adams has a story.
Coronavirus in New York, not if, but when.
It's probably here already. That's a sad reality.
Mayor de Blasio on New York One urging people who've returned from China with a respiratory infection to take swift action.
If anyone matches those criteria, they need to get to a doctor right away. The best chance of protecting them, but also stopping the spread, is quick medical attention.
New York has tested 9 people. 4 are okay. 5 are still in isolation, pending results from the CDC. New Jersey is evaluating 1 person. This is a rapidly evolving situation. China has prohibited millions of people from traveling. But symptoms of coronavirus can take 2 weeks to develop. Infected people have probably already flown all around the globe. New York hospitals are on alert. The CDC is screening at some airports. Health officials in Chinatown are preparing for an outbreak. Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
Fotis Doulos will be back in court today. The estranged husband of Jennifer Doulos is facing murder charges in her disappearance. At the moment, he's out on $6 million bond. But according to reports, he's been ordered to appear at an emergency court hearing this afternoon. The Hartford Courant says the hearing was called amid concerns that the insurance company tied to the bond might not back it anymore. Just last week, Fotis Doulos was in court after he allegedly took items from a memorial arranged in honor of Jennifer Doulos. Suffolk County's Department of Social Services will be the subject of an investigation into how it handled the case of 8-year-old Thomas Valva, the Long Island boy who died in his father's custody. WCBS's Sophia Hall has that story.
The death of 8-year-old Thomas Valva has been heartbreaking to not only those here on Long Island, but across the country. And many are asking, what went wrong? Did CPS fail this little boy? Suffolk County Executive Steve Ballone wants answers and says a committee has been set up to investigate.
You know, we need to look at the system overall and look at policies, procedures, laws as applied to this case, and whether anything needs to change here to reduce the likelihood that a tragedy like this could ever happen again.
The mother of Thomas says for years CPS was contacted about the abuse Thomas and his two brothers suffered because of her estranged husband, NYPD officer Michael Valva, and his fiancée, who have been charged with his murder.
No doubt that there were a lot of points in this system where interventions were happening, where investigations were happening. That's why it's so important that we examine this case in detail to understand what could have or should have been done differently.
Sophia Hall, WCBS News Radio 880.
The accused Muncie stabber, Grafton Thomas, has been found unfit to stand for trial. Thomas faces federal hate crimes charges for allegedly stabbing 5 people during a Hanukkah celebration last month. He's being held without bail in federal custody. Let's get a check of our weather forecast now, the WCBS Exergen forecast, with meteorologist Bob Larson.
Weather very similar to yesterday. Clouds, a few sunny breaks, breezy at a high of 42 to 46, certainly above average temperatures for late January. Partly cloudy tonight, turning a little colder, staying breezy, low 30, turning out mostly sunny tomorrow. Tomorrow's high at 42. Right now, temperatures range from 36 in Waterbury to 44 in Elizabeth. It's 42 at Midtown with a high of 44.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.